presents Lucky Stuff by Sharon Pfeiffer. Read by Nora Pfeiffer. Lucky Stuff by Sharon Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. I'm sorry, she whispered as she struggled to close the lid of the wooden trunk. A middle-aged woman's face stared up at her. It won't be forever. I'll let you out again, she promised. While fighting against the old hinges, Jane Wheel had stopped to admire the milk paint that softened the look of the wood, made the trunk look like whatever it held would be old and precious. As she paused, the relatives being packed away shifted their weight and resisted the lockdown of the heavy wooden lid. Aunt Bessie, I am so sorry, Jane repeated as she smothered Bessie with a small autograph quilt made from men's suiting fabrics. The houndstooths and tweeds and scratchy woolens might not feel soft to the touch, but they would protect the family members jammed into the wooden box from scratches and breakage. At least Jane hoped the framed photos would be well protected. Aunt Bessie, Uncle Titus, the cousins who worked at the Iowa State Hospital, the 1912 firefighters from Des Moines, the 12 grown men riding on a child-sized train ride somewhere in a leafy park. None of these photos were of people blood-related to Jane Wheel. Aunt Bessie and Uncle Titus were christened on the days Jane gathered them from far-flung rummage sales and flea markets, rescued them from the oblivion of thrift stores and estate sales. Aren't we enough for you?